The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, I want to distinguish between two related words. One word is intention, and the other is intentness. And sometimes in Buddhism we emphasize the importance of intention, and so it might involve reflection, consideration, and what's the purpose for what I'm doing for, what's the outcome I want, what's the reason I'm doing something, what's the intention for doing something. Intentness may be related to intention, but intentness has more to do with how we do something, and that we do something with intent, meaning we do something with... it can mean using an intent, it can mean with a purpose, but it could also mean we do it purposefully, or we do it deliberately, or we do it with dedication, we do it devotedly, we do it with wholeheartedly, or it just means when you're going to do something, you just do it. And so there's all kinds of things we can do through the day where we're going to do it, but we're not really intent on doing it. We're easily distracted, and we're distracted on different kinds of ways. I could be home washing the dishes, and I'm not really intent on washing the dishes. So I'm doing them, and I'm daydreaming and looking out the window and wondering what kind of snacks we have in the cupboard, and maybe I'll go look and see what there is, and maybe after I finish, I'll do that and have that snack or something. And then I go back to the dishes some more. And, well, actually, that was a good idea. Maybe I should do it now. So I'm not really intent in doing it. I'm distracted. Or I might be doing it, but my mind is not intent. And I might be more interested in trying to overhear a conversation in the other room. Like, that's really interesting. Oh, I'm going to hear something, you know, titillating, and you know, what's going on and what are they talking about, and I'm not really there to do the dishes, I'm kind of doing it mindlessly. So one of the things you can do, you could do something with intent. When you're going to do it, you give yourself over to do that activity wholeheartedly or fully. Just this, it doesn't have to mean that you're vigorous about it, and it just means like this is what you're doing. And that's the same kind of intentness that we have in meditation practice. We sit down to be intent to meditate. We're not here to think daydream. We're not here to think, you know, to wonder what's in the cupboard at IMC about a snack. Or let's go look. We're here just, this is what we're doing, and you're clear. I'm clear. This is what I'm doing right now. And I'm doing the dishes at home. This is what I'm doing. Now, with the dishes at home, you might be able to get the dishes done fast enough without being so intent on doing it. You know, you're like, don't really want to do it, and you have to do it, and so you're not really kind of so interested and present for it, and you're using it as a good time to plan tomorrow. You know, you can do it mindlessly. That's an option. It could be innocent to do that. But it's a lost opportunity for people who want to cultivate an ability to really be present for their life in a higher quality way, which is what we're trying to do in meditation. But why not cultivate it more times through the day, through the life? Days can go so much better, so much more relaxed, so much more pleasant, so much more satisfying when we do something, do it with intent, to really show up and do it, you know, in a wholehearted way. So it could be, for example, my ringing the bell. I rang the bell 3 times when I to end the sitting. I could see that there were forces in my mind that were saying, you know, I could ring it once, and then I know how to do this. I've done this thousands of times. I could do this mindlessly. And I could see my mind wants to go off and think about something different. And so, but, you know, that... But, you know, it's qualitatively very different to just do it mindlessly and have my mind go off and think about something else than to keep my mind the simplicity of just ringing the bell. the bell, the striker, just being there, and being fully in that experience. So this is what I'm going to do. For these three bells, I'm just going to be there to do that. And in doing that, a lot of other things fall away. I don't have to think about other things. It does not worry about anything else. I'm just doing that. And so I was intent on ringing the bell. That's what I was doing. Now, I could have really important things to think about. I could have, you know, crucially important things to think about that in a scale of things maybe is much more important than ringing the bell. But what's important is not ringing the bell. What's important, what's valuable or satisfying and meaningful is the intentness of being there. The sense of coming together and having your whole system be organized or integrated around one activity. So we're not split off from each other, we're not fragmented. We're just really there. It's so satisfying to really be present for this activity. There's a wholeness. There's a joy. There's a fullness. There's a freedom that comes from being able to give ourselves fully to the activity at hand. Just this activity here. And if you could, in 5% of the things you do during the day, you did it with real intent, just really do that fully, completely here, like this. So you're not, the mind's not wandering off so much. Dishes, sweeping the floor, walking from your car, parking lot to the store, to place of work. When you're walking, you're just going to walk. You're fully, wholeheartedly going to be the walker. It seems silly, right? Maybe. But if you can do that 5% of the day, that's as good as meditating an hour a day. And you get all kinds of secondary benefits from that, including the benefit of how satisfying it is to live your life fully, to be completely here. And if it's not satisfying to do it, because it feels like this is boring, or there's more important things to do, that's an important issue to address. And really see, what do you believe? What are these forces of restlessness or this pull of other concerns that makes it unsatisfying to really be here for one activity? Here. To be liberated in this Buddhist path is to come to a time when you're capable of being wholeheartedly present for the thing you're doing at the time you're doing it. Just this. That's, in some ways, that's the goal. You're not distracted, not caught by fear, not caught by desire, just able to be here for this that you're doing. Don't wait to do that until you're fully liberated. Start. And kind of, grow into that possibility. So one way to augment and support this mindfulness practice, and it really carries mindfulness or feeds mindfulness, is to some of the activities you do through the day, do them with intent, with an intentness. Really, this is what, to make a decision, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to really do this. The simplicity, the fullness of this. Doing this kind of approach has been very, very meaningful for me, very helpful. It revealed a lot about myself, a lot of the ways in which I didn't want to be present for things. I learned how to be present for things in a fuller way. I learned how satisfying it is and how simple it is and how many of the situations that I thought were more complicated than they actually are, I discovered, just kind of things are simpler and easier and more rewarding when we're just there fully to do the activity at hand. So, intentness. May you consider a little bit about how some high quality, maybe relaxed, intentness, wholeheartedness, can be a support for you. Thank you. And you can start practicing in a few minutes because for those of you who can stay,